Now, parenting isn't all first birthday parties with fancy catering, champagne, and entertainment fit for Cirque du Soleil. It's no sleep, saggy body parts, and awkward mothers groups. Well, someone who knows this reality all too well is Alison Bell, co-creator and writer of the hit TV show The Letdown. And she joins me on the line right now to discuss the lead-up to launch of season two. Alison, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
No problem at all. So, big congratulations on series one. The show was a big hit. Why do you think it was so well received?
Oh, look, you know, we were surprised by the reception, but from the responses that we've had, I think it's because we tried to tell the truth, and there was certainly as frightening as that is, and there was certainly a gap in the market for that. You know, at the time that we started developing the material, there was nothing like this on television, and we felt like it was time that we exposed the reality of motherhood rather than the rosy kind of version we'd been fed for our entire lives. So I think people enjoy seeing themselves, and they enjoy feeling like everyone's a mess, not just them.
Fantastic. Yeah, so refreshing. And and you started writing the first series before you were a mother, and then you fell pregnant and finished writing the show as a mother.
Yes.
How did that impact your writing?
Well, before I had my boy, I was doing a lot of the empirical research, whereas Sarah Scheller, who's the co-creator and co-writer, she had two babies, so she had two rounds of experience, you know, with babies. But my perspective was very different on it, and that, I think, us coming from slightly different angles served the early development. And then when I had my baby, it was about a month before I had him, the ABC called and said, we want to develop this with you. And I panicked, naturally. But it was really good timing because Sarah had just that little bit more distance, so she still had a hearty sense of humour about everything, whereas I was in the centre of it, of the experience when we were redrafting. So I found things less funny at that time.
Yes, yeah, fair
so
enough.
It was really good having the two of us kind of exploring and interrogating not only the material we'd already come up with, but new material that was sort of coming out of my newborn experience at that time.
I can imagine, yeah, your experience, your perception changed quite a bit. And
yeah.
So and so when you're writing a comedic script, how do you know whether a scene is going to be funny? It's always hard to tell, but do you have some kind of a gauge or a scale? How do you know it's going to be funny?
You can never know what people are going to laugh at. And sometimes it's surprising that the things that people, you know, it's very subjective. Comedy is very subjective. So
yeah.
So we don't have any hard and fast rules, except that if it makes us laugh, then we go with it.
Good
you know,
start.
And that's how the material is generated. Sarah and I tell each other stories, either our own stories or stories of people we know. And if we can tell the anecdote in a way that makes the other person laugh, then we usually build on it from there.
That's a very natural process. And
yeah.
And the show is, you know, warts and all, an account of parenthood. Were there any scenes that featured too much to be included?
I guess we don't think so. I'm right, and that's totally fine. But we tried to be as close to the bone as possible. I mean, Sarah and I tend to turn our mild traumas into funny anecdotes. That's our nature. That's how we kind of survive life, I think.
Yeah.
And so, you know, everything's up for grabs for us. Series two gets even darker, I think, than series one. But we always, you know, there's a lot of comedy and vulnerability, I think. That's where great comedy comes from. And so we try to be as true to the dark moments and find the lightness in those moments. As well as the kind of overtly comic moments.
It's the only way for anything in life, yeah.
I think so.
And so finally, audiences do love the lead character, Audrey. What can we expect from her in season two?
I mean, a lot more mess, frankly, because that's funnier than smooth sailing, isn't it? But, you know, you'd kind of anticipate that she'd be on top of things in series two a little more. And to some extent she is with the mothering part of it, but she's really struggling with navigating family needs. And And that's what Series 2 is about for all of our parents, actually. We're really looking at the decisions, both big and small, that you have to make as a parent that necessarily have implications for the tiny human in your life, as well as partners, and you know, and how that navigation can be really quite tricky. So that's Season 2, and Audrey's in her usual messy state, trying to work life out. She doesn't get heaps right, which is fun.
It is. It definitely does sound fun. Alison, thank you so much for your time on the show. We can catch the series in 2 weeks, I believe.
It starts on Wednesday, the 29th.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastic.
ABC. And it all lands on iView on Wednesday night as well. So if you're
too easy.
If you're not inclined to tune in weekly, you can see it all at once.
Right. Well, I'm sure it's very relatable, and thank you for bringing something real to audiences. It is quite refreshing.
It's our pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Cheers, you too.
Bye.